I think it's generally accepted by not only the grower community, but the scientific community that abandoned groves harbor pests and diseases. And this has particularly come to light when we first started getting citrus canker in the state back in the early 2000s. And then as we move through canker and into the greening problem, we're seeing high populations of psyllids in abandoned groves that have certainly affected populations of psyllids in viable groves adjacent to abandoned groves. So this is a problem. The growers are asking a lot of questions. What can we do about the abandoned groves? And I just wanted to discuss basically where we've been and where we're headed on this problem. According to the Florida Ag Statistics Service, we have about 136,000 acres of abandoned grove in the state. Now, if you analyze where those abandoned groves are, certainly we have abandoned groves in every citrus-producing county in the state, but there are areas of the state where these groves are more concentrated. Particularly the East Coast, from Martin County all the way up to Brevard County, is probably the greatest concentration of abandoned groves in the state. Most of those groves are primarily due to developers buying large tracts of lands back in the early 2000s for development. Those property owners didn't realize the value of sustaining the health of those groves. They let them go. The groves got in bad shape, and a lot of those groves have died. So that's where a lot of those groves came from. And then also due to citrus canker and greening, some of those groves, the property owner decided it wasn't economically viable to continue to caretake those groves. Also, we have a large concentration of abandoned groves up in the Lake County areas and the northern tier of the citrus industry, where you've got a lot of small acreages scattered all over those counties up there which have been abandoned. And if you look at abandoned groves today, and we have our crews that go out and survey these groves on an annual basis and look at the status of abandoned groves. Since they have been abandoned, the majority of them since 2000, we're seeing a lot of these groves that are dead now. They're 100% dead. They don't have any green foliage. For instance, Henry County has about 7,000 acres of abandoned grove. The majority of those abandoned groves belong to the Water Management District, and the South Florida Water Management District has killed those groves. So they're still counted as abandoned, but they are no threat to the citrus industry and the surrounding growers.
If they don't have green in them and no place for psyllids to go, they don't go there and hide, correct?
That's correct. And one thing we've got to be cognizant of is with citrus canker and with greening, those diseases thrive in groves where there's a lot of young flush. In abandoned groves, there isn't a lot of young flush. So it is a problem, but psyllids in an abandoned grove are not near as detrimental to a grower as psyllids in a viable grove that are not being controlled. So that's a very important point to make. Now, the growers are asking, what are we doing about abandoned groves? Back in 2009, the Florida legislature basically extended a state statute that says that if a property owner who has abandoned grove will push that grove, the county property appraiser has the ability to grant an agricultural tax exemption of a de minimis value of $50 per acre for those groves that the property owner pushes. And this will last for 2 years. That'll give that property owner time to either convert that grove to new grove or put it to some other agricultural use. Now, the Division of Plant Industry, our group with the Florida Department of Agriculture, in the past 2 or 3 years, we've gone out and we visited with every county property appraiser in the state. And I can say that we've got buy-in from nearly every county property appraiser that said they will cooperate with the Florida Department of Ag in this program. Some of the strongest counties in this program is Highlands County. They're very active in helping us get these groves a push. Lake County is very, very aggressive. If the property owner does not decide to push that grove and get that exemption, then they will take their ag tax exemption away from them. So those counties particularly, and there's many, many more that have worked with us. Worst case scenario, there are a few counties that said they'll address these cases on a case-by-case basis. And certainly they've indicated that if this land is going to be kept in agricultural use, they'll grant the exemption. Here in the last 2 years, we've issued about 314 compliance agreements, which basically we go out and inspect a property that's been pushed and document that those trees have been destroyed, and the property owner takes that document to the county of property appraiser to get his exemption. We've destroyed about 7,000 acres of grove that way. So we feel like it's been working very well. It's slow. It does have its problems. There are property owners that they look at the price of pushing the grove versus just building a fence around it and putting cows on it. In that instance, that's their prerogative, and due to property rights, we don't have any control over that. However, most of those trees die or they don't have very much flush, and there aren't, you know, this isn't an extensive grove they're pushing. That's our situation right now. We have just revised our abandoned grove flyer, which we are distributing to the citrus organizations in the state, to the property appraisers' offices, to again try to make property owners more aware of our program.
If someone has a question, a grower who maybe hasn't been contacted somehow by you or someone else, who do they get in touch with about this program?
We have citrus health response offices around the state. We have 5 offices. They can go on the Division of Plant Industries website on the Florida Department of Agriculture and go to the office site, and it'll show them the location and numbers of those offices where they can contact us. And we will act as a liaison between the property owner and the property appraiser in working with them to get their exemption.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.